There is no other name, no other name in any other world. There is no other name given to men whereby we might be saved except for the name of Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through Him. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And in order to be saved, the Bible calls all men to repent of their sins and to believe the gospel. To repent of their sins. Repent of their sins.
Repent of their sins.
Brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house."
I get so sick of this repent of your sins garbage coming from Baptist preachers.
Right.
We gave the gospel to a Muslim today, and he said salvation is through repenting of your sins. Did he not say that? We gave the gospel to a Mormon today, and he said salvation is by repenting of your sins. Hey, why are these Baptists teaching the same garbage that the Muslims are teaching, that the Mormons are teaching, that the Catholics are teaching? It's works! Yeah. But the Bible says we're saved by faith alone. Repenting of your sins is works. If you have to sit there and repent of this sin, or repent, hey, the only thing you have to repent of to be saved is whatever's stopping you from believing in Jesus Christ. And if your Catholic religion is damning you, you need to repent of that garbage and believe on Christ. You don't have to repent of sin. If you have to repent of sin, none of us is saved. We are all sinners. We die daily. We have to repent every day from the bad things that we do or the wrong thoughts that we think. We have to die daily, as Paul said. We got to take up the cross daily. But salvation is one time.